time, Lord. Sending out things in their life. I don't know, Lord, what that is, but they do what you do. And I know, God, you're faithful, God. They will do, Lord, whatever it is that we need done in our life. Say that, Lord. And all that we call the heart off, sacrifice. Heal the broken heart.
Yeah. my death or his coming, I'm going to make it that way. Church, bless his holy name.
Hey, Daddy.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah, I'm going that way. Hallelujah.
Oh. We invade the night.
bless them, Lord.
Help her on the course. It's a mess of snow. Pray for her tonight. She sings this song. Before she sings tonight, I'd just like to say, I'm thankful as well in my soul.
Amen. Amen.
Right. It ain't nothing I've done, but it's what the Lord's done.
That's right.
Bless you. If you're here tonight and it's not well with your soul, it can be before you leave.
That's right.
Thank God.
Myself, Eddie Watts, the Bible says that when Jesus was walking on the earth, he went around. Doing good.
Yes.
Doing good. Amen. I think it was. We used to sing when I was younger, God is great and God is good. Amen. That's a good prayer.
Yes.
It's truth in that prayer. He is great and He is good.
Yes.
Amen. It's good to have Brother Josh Johnson with us tonight. You can pray for him and lift him up in your prayers tonight. Come on, Brother Josh. Just do whatever the Lord lays on
you. Use him, Lord.
Place him in the hands of the Lord.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
I would like to say it's good to be here tonight. We appreciate the opportunity to be back in the Lord's house. And you just be much in prayer for the remainder part of the service tonight. And you just pray that the Lord's will be done. I guess I'd like to start out by saying I love the Lord tonight. I appreciate His mercy and His love and His kindness. And most of all, I appreciate the salvation that He's given unto me.
Yes, amen.
And He's just like Brother Teddy was saying, He's good. And I remember my pastor several years ago, he said, he was an English teacher, and he said, I know this ain't correct grammar, but the Lord just keeps getting gooder and gooder and gooder. And but that's about the truth of the matter tonight. The Lord's just good. Some of my favorite scripture in the Bible says, taste the Lord and see that He is good.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but they spent a time or two, the Lord let me taste of Him. And he's good tonight. He really is. And I've said this before, and I know not everybody might not agree with this, and that'd be all right too. But I've tasted of the Lord, and I've even smelt the Spirit of the Lord too. There's been times where I've come into the house of God, and I could smell the Spirit of the Lord, and it'll make itself evident unto you tonight if you just look. And that's the problem in today's society, in today's time. People just don't want to look. They don't want to see the Lord tonight. They really don't. But I'm glad that the Lord is real tonight. He is, and I'm just thankful for that. But you just pray for us for just a few moments tonight. I'm not nothing tonight. I'm really not. All I am is just a backwards country boy that the Lord called to preach. And still to this day, I still don't know why He called me to preach. But I will say this: He's never left me. He's never forsaken me. But He's always been with me every time that I've ever stood. So I don't usually stand very long at all. I'm just I'm short, and then I'm just, people told me, you just straighten to the point. That's just the way that I am tonight. So I'm not going to apologize for that. When the Lord gets done with me, I'm going to get out of the way and just let you have it tonight. But you just pray for us tonight. But I can't do anything without that of the Spirit of the Lord. So you just pray tonight. But I've got some scripture on our heart we'd like to try and read. So you just pray for us for just a minute. But if you got your Bible, I'd like to read with us. I'm going to read some scripture out of the book of Acts, chapter number 26. So if you'd like to, you can turn with us tonight. But it's very familiar scripture to you Bible readers. So with a lot of this scripture, we can just about quote. And I know we've all heard it preached on and taught on before, but this is just the closest thing to our heart tonight. But there in the book of Acts, there in the 26th chapter, I'm going to pick up verse number 24 and read a few verses. So you just pray. But verse number 24, the Bible said, "And as he thus spoke for himself, Festus said it with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself, much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him. For this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day, were both almost and altogether such as I am, except these bonds. And that's all the scripture that I'm going to read tonight, is them a few verses of scripture there. And I realize that's not much reading, but that's just that what the Lord has laid on our hearts. So you just pray for us for just a few minutes. And I don't want to get ahead of the Lord, so you just bear with me tonight. And I'll say this, there's been a time or two where I tried to rush the Lord, and it didn't work out quite like I had planned, but I just need to wait on the Lord. So you just bear with us just a minute here tonight, but I'll do my very best to get ourselves out of the way and into that of the Lord's hand. So you just pray and tonight. But I thought about this scripture all day long, and I woke up early this morning. I knew that we was supposed to come this way tonight, and I didn't have much time to read or anything throughout the day, but this scripture come to us early part of the morning, and I just began to think about the verse there where it said, King Agrippa, do thou believest? And then he goes on, he said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And tonight we all know that verse there. We all know the story concerning that of Agrippa there. And tonight, at church, you're going to have to pray here tonight. I'll try my best to get myself out of the way, but I need your help tonight. But that verse there said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Tonight, I'm going to start out by saying this. Almost ain't going to cut it tonight. It's not. Tonight, the Bible says that another place ye must be born again. Tonight, there is no other way in into the kingdom of God except through that of the blood. Tonight, that is the only way. Tonight, I realize tonight a lot of people and a lot of churches in today's time, they don't like to hear about the blood. Tonight, but I'll be the first one to tell you, tonight you're going to have the blood. Apply to that of your heart and your life tonight. Thank God if it was not for that of the blood, tonight me and you wouldn't have a thing in this world. We most certainly wouldn't. Tonight I believe I see just about every day that I live, people stand up within themselves, and they'll say, look what I've accomplished, and look what I've got. And they'll get up and they'll boast within themselves, and they'll say, I've done this and I've done that. Tonight, but let me just share something with you. Tonight, the Bible says that we have our very being because of Him. Tonight, did you know your body, it can't even take a breath without the Lord's help tonight. It certainly can. Tonight, it's by God's grace that me and you's able to bend over and tie our shoe. Tonight, you say, well, that's a little thing. There ain't much to that. Thank God, try bending over tying your shoes without some working fingers. It ain't going to work out for you tonight. Thank God, it amazes me. Tonight, when God formed me and you out of the dust of this earth, that He gave us every part of this body, thank God, it's got a purpose, every little member. Tonight, you have got a purpose. Yes, you do. Tonight, you might think, well, I'm not much. I'm not much help to the church. Tonight, I'm just a small little member. Tonight, but if you've been saved by the grace of God, tonight, you've got a job to do. Yes, you do. Thank God, I didn't come this way to get on the church. That's your pastor's job. Tonight, but I'm going to give you what God gives me. I ain't going to take nothing home with me. But I want to, let me just say this too. Tonight, I'm not here to please you. I'm here to please out of the Lord. Tonight, thank God tonight, I'm so glad that I'm serving that of a risen Savior. Tonight, and let me just reiterate that He is risen tonight. Thank God, I'm glad that people, they'll go and then they'll they'll talk about that at the empty tomb. I thank God tonight. I've even seen them. They'll take a little charm and make a little empty tomb out of it, wear it around their knee. I thank God, and they'll say, "Look what I've got." But thanks be unto God. Tonight I wish I could open up my heart. Thank God. And let you see the charm that I've got on the inside of me. Tonight, and let you see that I've been born again. Thank God. But the only way that I got it, because I wasn't just almost persuaded, I was fully persuaded tonight. Thank God. Tonight, you can't get it halfway. You've either got to get it all or get none tonight. Thank God, we've all heard the saying before. You can't straddle the fence. Thank God, I'm a little short in stature. I realize that. I'm not very tall. Thank God, there's been a few times where I'd get my fishing pole and I'd go out fishing. I'd have to cross a fence line. You know what I'd have to do? I couldn't just step over. I had to climb over. Thank God, my legs wasn't long enough for me to just step over. But by the grace of God, I'd make it over the fence. There's going to be some mountains in mine in your life. Thank God, some big mountains too. Thank God, and we can't just high step over those things, but we're going to have to climb step by step. Tonight, this ain't the way I thought it was going to go tonight. But thank God, tonight we're just going to have to trust in the Lord tonight, and He will. Let us overcome the things we face in our life tonight. Thank God we got some things to overcome in this life. Tonight He said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Thank God tonight. Let me just ask you this tonight. Are you almost there? Are you almost there? Thank God. I got two young boys sitting right over there. Every time we get in the vehicle to go somewhere, they say, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" Thank God, you know what I am with the Lord a lot of times. He's up there driving. And I'm in the back seat saying, "Are we there yet?" Thank God, are we home yet? Thank God. And I'll just be honest with you. Sometimes I get a yearning just to go on home. Thank God. I've been listening to a song for about a week now. Thank God, it said, "Lately all I've been thinking about is leaving." Thanks be unto God. Tonight, when I get to thinking about leaving, thank God something just a stirred on the inside of my heart. And I can't help but to get a little bit happy about it. Because I'm going to be able to leave this old world. Thank God. And let me just say this while I'm right there. This world is not my home. Thank God, I'm just a pilgrim. Passing through. Tonight, thanks be unto God. But He said, almost, thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Thank God, I'm glad I'm not in that almost category. Thank God, I know that I failed the Lord. I know that I've come short. I failed Him miserably. But thank God, He's on the inside of my heart. My soul belongs to Him. Tonight, I guess about every church that I've ever went to and tried to preach, I shared a little bit of my testimony, and I don't reckon it's going to change tonight. The night that I got saved into the family of God, tonight I wasn't even inside the church house. I was sitting on the side of 278 over there about 11 o'clock at night. But thank God, tonight the Lord came to where I was at. Yes. And He spoke to my heart. Tonight, and I'm glad that the Lord saved me, redeemed me, bought me with His blood. And thank God I'm saved. Amen. Thank God. Hey, tonight, hey, has anybody ever told y'all you're crazy? Hey, tonight I've had quite a few tell me I'm crazy. Hey, I've had quite a few tell me I need to slow down. Hey, tonight, but let me just say this. Hey, tonight, Lord, never slow down on me. Hey, I don't believe we ought to slow down on the Lord. Hey, tonight I'm glad that, tonight I love the Lord. I really do. Hey, can I see that songbook just a minute? Hey, tonight I've been thinking about a song all day long. Hey, tonight I ain't no singer and I ain't going to try to sing it. Hey, tonight in the old church hymnal there, I thank God, I believe it's page number 370. Hey, let me read just a verse or two to you. Tonight, but it said, oh, do not let the world depart and close thine eyes against the light. A poor sinner, a heart and not your heart. Be saved, old and I. Verse number two of that song says this. Now you listen to this. Tonight, but it says three. Tomorrow's sun may never shine. Never rise. To bless thy love long, deluded sky. The sign. Thank God this is the time. Oh, then be wise. Be wise. Tonight. Be saved. Oh, tonight. Tonight. Thank God don't turn him away. But open up your heart. Tonight, I don't know your situation. You might be here. You might be all right. Tonight, but then again, you might be on your way to a devil's hell. Tonight, but you need to open up your heart. Why not tonight? Tomorrow's not promised to me and you. We're not even promised. The invitation in a minute. Tonight, but right now is the only time that you're guaranteed it. Right now. So why not tonight?
Amen. Bless your heart.
Why not tonight?
Bless
you, I'm probably the world's worst. I know my wife gets aggravated at me. I put things off. She's probably going to get on to me when I say this, but we've been remodeling our bathroom. I still ain't done with the thing yet. I've been working on it for a year and a half. I put things off. I know I'm the world's worst about that. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad I didn't put off the Lord.
Right.
Now let me share something else with you tonight. I know I'm sharing a lot of my personal experiences. That's just what the Lord's given me. People talk about how they run from the Lord when they got under conviction or even when they was called to preach, you know, things of that nature. The Lord dealt with me when I was 9 years old, and I knew that's what it was. People talk about they go 3 or 4 years. I ran for about 2 weeks, and that's all I could take. Lord called me to preach when I was 19. I knew that's what it was. There about 2 weeks, that's all I could take. I had to give in. I knew if I wanted peace in the heart right here, in my heart, I was going to have to do what God wanted me to do.
Right.
Back when I was 9, if I wanted to skip hell, I had to come to the Lord.
That's right.
People think this is a fairy tale.
Yeah.
People I work with, they'll say, why do you go to church? Why do you go Sunday after Sunday? Why in the world do you go on Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Well, for one, it's my duty.
Yeah.
Amen.
Two, I go to praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And three, I go in hopes of seeing somebody get what I've got tonight.
Amen. Amen.
I've already told you I got 2 youngins. God gave them to me for a little while. It's my duty to have them at the house of God.
Amen. Right.
I'm not trying to get on anybody tonight, but if you got youngins, take them to the house of God.
Amen.
Take them.
Amen.
And let me just throw this in there too. Make sure they get under some good Holy Ghost filled preaching.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
There's churches all across this land.
Right.
But not every building that's got church right across the front of it, it's not a church.
Right.
I might make some people mad before I leave here tonight, but I'll just be honest with you.
It'll be all right.
Yeah.
I believe the Bible talks about I won't quote it exactly right, but it said they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
Right.
I'll say this. There's some churches that I've been into, I'll be honest with you, I just don't care to go back to.
Me too, so.
You say, preacher, I don't know if I'd have said that or not. It's the truth.
Yeah.
When I go to church, you know what I expect? I expect to feel something.
Yes.
I expect to feel the Spirit of God.
Right.
Yes.
You're right.
And don't rely on this man right here to bring it every Sunday.
Yeah.
He's going to do his part. But you got a part to do too.
That's right.
Everybody, you know what? When we have a family reunion, we don't just leave it up to the mama to bring everything.
Yeah.
Don't all the kids bring a dish? I'm not saying you got to bring the whole dinner.
Right.
Bring your part tonight.
Yeah.
Bring your part. I don't know how in the world I ended up in some of the places I got to tonight, but that's all that I've got.
Well, just mind God.
Why not tonight? Why put it off? Don't be just almost persuaded.
Right.
You can leave here tonight knowing.
Right.
Knowing. And this is a knowing way.
Yeah.
I know with a shadow of a doubt that I've been born again.
Yeah.
If y'all would y'all get us a verse of some song tonight? I don't know anybody's heart or anything tonight, but if you're here tonight, if you got a need, then don't turn him away. Don't leave here tonight just almost persuaded. But you can leave here tonight. You can leave here tonight with joy in your heart. I remember, I told you I was under conviction for about 2 weeks or so, but I remember the feeling that I had when I'd go into the house of God and that conviction. I couldn't wait to get back home. I just wanted to get out of that place.
Yeah.
I did. I remember one Sunday in particular, I told my mom I didn't feel good. Told her my stomach hurt or something or other. But I remember her holding me in her lap back in the foyer. She kept asking me, was I all right? Knowing good and well, my soul was not all right. I just wanted to get out of that place. I didn't get saved that Sunday. Didn't get saved that Sunday night. But about a week or so later on a Friday night, the good thing about it, the Lord went home with me. And He stayed with me. But I will say this, if you tarry too long, He'll withdraw His Spirit from you. Don't wait too long. If He's bidden, come tonight.
Yes.
Come tonight. As we stand together, we'll sing a verse of some song. Brother Ted, if you would come out front. Smells so good.
Yeah.
But
I won't know how good it is until I sit down and physically partake of God.
Right.
I can sit there and smell it all evening and know that it's going to be good. But until I actually go in there and put it in my mouth, I won't truly know. What I'm getting at is until you come down here to this altar and truly partake of what God's got for you, you won't truly know how good it is. I can stand up here all night long and tell you about the goodness of the Lord. But until you get it for yourself, you will not know. I love you and I appreciate it. That's all we've got. If you want to sing that verse, go ahead.
The second verse, please.
Tomorrow's sun may never thank you.
appreciate the message. Appreciate Brother Josh obeying the Lord tonight.
Yes.
Appreciate all of our ministers who will be with us tonight. For our choir sounding good again tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate these young people with really us again. They're in the same. Amen. For the honor and the glory of the Lord. Does anybody got any announcements or anything? Amen.
Mark Street will be in revival August 6th, that whole week. Brother Skip Castile will be preaching that
revival. Who is it?
Skip Castile. Dole Castile.
Skipper.
Skipper.
Great calls to be here. Thursday night, sing for us, and then Friday night, Carl Partain's kids.
Good. Amen. Nothing else.
Brother Ted, the I don't know how everybody else's night of conviction felt upon them. Let me just share this with y'all and most of the church members do it anyways, but I wanted to be saved on my 13th birthday. It didn't work out my way. It came the Sunday before. Why did it come the Sunday before? I had no idea. But I wanted to be saved was one thing. But then he didn't want it to be my way. It had to be his way. And my soul was troubled so bad. I don't know if that's a good term to use, but it was just all over me. And unable to breathe very good. And maybe I'm giving some symptoms, maybe of somebody, whether it's tonight or maybe it's been another night, or maybe you might end up wanting to testify and give your experience of grace. But it was my night, and I claimed it that night. I did not turn him away. I was more above persuaded. I knew what I needed, and I know who my Savior is, who my Redeemer is. But it's just, I can tell you this. Whatever I took to the altar with me that night, I left it there because I came up a different man.
Amen. Bless your heart, man. Amen.
Brother
Teddy,
the first week in August, one of the preachers here at church will be running around the house praying. There's been several discussed calling off service or moving service up there on Wednesday night, the 2nd, I believe it is, and all the pastors he's agreed with. So I make a move that we move that service to up there on Wednesday night.
I second. Got a move in the second. All over the faith. See if I'm saying that.
Aye.
Any opposed by the same time? Anybody? Amen. Brother Tyler, will you dismiss us, please?
Our Father, Lord, thank you for this day, which you've already done and all we will do. Thank you for the many blessings you gave in our lives, all the blessings that we have, all the ones that we thank you for, and maybe the ones we don't realize. Go with us as we go home, wherever we meet tomorrow night, if we meet tomorrow night. Lord, I pray that you bless each and every one of us, ones that even couldn't be here, Lord.
The wedding song I hear.
I'll be honest with you, we're glad you're here, because if you hadn't come, we couldn't have done this. But we're having more fun than you are, I think. You know,
yes, sir, buddy.
And I wouldn't buy a ticket to go see somebody sing that didn't enjoy what they did.
Amen.
You know, I'm not interested in watching somebody stand up there and look like they're in pain all night long. I got enough pain in my life without paying a price to see somebody on stage look that way. You know, I want to go where I feel the joy of the Lord, and I want to go where I feel some happiness, and yes, I want to laugh. I have been a cancer patient for 7 years, so I am acquainted with sorrow. I'm acquainted with suffering. I know what it feels like to go get set up for chemotherapy. I know what it feels like to feel so sick that you can't hold your head up off the pillow. I know what it feels like to watch your kids walk into the room and know that you're not able to go out and play with them. I know all about the misery part of that. But I got to tell you something. The misery is just a little portion of that whole experience. The grace of God has turned in what the devil meant to be my downfall into the best time in my life. You know why? The grace of God. It's made me more aware of my friends. It's made me more appreciative of my friends. It's made me a lot more gushy as far as telling people what I feel, because you don't know when it's the last time you're going to see somebody. And so I am a little more apt to talk about friendship and love and reminisce. And I don't make any apologies for that, you know. I really don't. I was in a church the other night waiting to go on. The guys were all set up. And I don't come in as often as I used to, because I've got to keep my immune system built up, because I'm facing some more chemotherapy. And so I can't get a cold. If I do, it'll throw off that schedule. The doctor told me, I said, "Doc, what can I do to really help you treat me?" He said, "Stay away from crowds." So I walked into the church a little bit late, and there was a track chart and a track wall there, little compartment full of tracks. And I picked up this little track, and it said, "Famous Last Words." I wish I'd brought it in tonight. I'd read you some of them. Some of them are funny. Some of them are tragic. One of the funniest one was Pancho Villa, the revolutionary, the Mexican revolutionary. He said, his last words were, "It can't end like this. Tell them I said something." Came down to the end, didn't have nothing to say. I mean, there have been some good ones, you know. I mean, some really, really great ones. I have decided, after reading that, I've decided what I'd like for my last words to be. And if it can't be my last words, I want it to at least be on my tombstone. I figured it out. I want it to say, "Roger Bennett, see, I told you I was sick."
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for. I would like nothing better than to leave my kids with a laugh. I really wouldn't. I think that'd be the greatest exit in the world, you know. My daddy was crazy. But the one that I liked the best was uttered by the man who wrote Amazing Grace. And if you haven't studied up on the great hymn writers of the faith, you need to, because some of them were truly extraordinary men and women of the faith. And